Good evening, y'all. It's your girl, Food for Thoughts, and I'm back at it with another segment. It is 8:29 p.m., about to be 8:30 in like 1.5 second California time. So we're going to get on with a segment. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're just, you know, posting things saying, what are people's thoughts? So I posted on my Instagram a little quote. It says, you want to change a man? ? Pray for him. God go either change him or remove him. I said, what are your thoughts? Comment below. So one person has commented, I think that's true, to be honest. I said, what do you think could be true? Because she said it happened to her. So I DM'd her and I said, hey, would you mind, like, you know, sharing your story and like getting it out there? Would you mind sharing it for my podcast? And I told her like ahead of time, hey, it'll be on my podcast. So she told me, well, I was with this guy for almost 3 years. He would take me for granted. He wouldn't respect me, but me being the nice little girl I was, I would try to put up with him. And I did that at one point, trying to change him and started praying so much for him. I would ask God to either change him or to remove him from my life. Months after you broke up with me, and that's it. That was all, and I believe God answered my prayer. So basically what she was saying, like, is God, if he's for me, let him stay, let him change, and if he's not, then he's not, like, just let him go. So months after she started, you know, praying, he broke up with her and he broke it off with her. I said, oh man, that's very deep. How old were you? She said, was gonna turn 17 when I started dating him, and this barely happened last year. So when she said that, I kind of like had like a weird feeling. I was like, wait, barely turned 17. Maybe he was a little bit older. Turns out I was right. I said, how long was that? How old was he? She said, 22, about to be 23. I said, oh, hell no. Shame on him for dating you and trying to take advantage of you. Been there, done that. I was 16, 17. He was 21/22. She said, I know. I didn't get over it. Still to this point, I haven't. I don't know why, but after him, I have never had a boyfriend. Yeah, guys talk to me, but I just don't have trust anymore. Just so many things happened to between us. I said, pray to God that you could build your trust again. She said, thanks, I will. And then I shared my podcast with her. So with this whole little segment is like, when I was younger, we gonna do a little story time. When I was younger, I thought that I could change a man at 16 years old. I met this dude on this website called Tagged, and I thought, oh my God, I could change this man. Like, he was like very, very, very rude. Like, he just, oh my God, he was the worst person ever. His name, can't think of his name because I don't want, like, you know, my podcast to become like, you know, something one day and then like somebody's like, oh my God, she's talking about you. But I met this guy. He tried to take advantage of me because I was underage, just like that girl. Like, she told me, hey, I was underage. I was like about to be 17. I was 16 years old, about to be 17 year old. And this guy, he like tried to take advantage of me and like try to have fornication with me, knowing that I like never did that before. And he would like talk down on me and stuff like that and call me like the B word, like any name in the book. He already called me it. So like he kind of did like mental abuse on me. And then I thought like one day that I would like change this person because I was like, oh, he's older than me. Maybe he's like too mature for me. And like I was just young and dumb. And in reality, guys try to use you for that type of stuff. And like it's really sad because they always prey on little girls to like use them because they know that girls that are like teenagers, they like older men. Some of them do, some of them don't. But I remember back in my day, I used to be like, you know what, I'm tired of these little boys. Like, all these boys want to do is do the duties, and I'm not in for that. I have a purity ring. And it turned out, girl, every guy is like that. Every single guy. Like, I'm not speaking for like a guy's perspective or a guy's side of it, but back then every single guy was like that. All they wanted to do was take advantage of little girls and just have their way with them. Another person has commented, the only thing you could do is pray for him. The man is going to change when he wants to change. Shit, any person in general. I said, pure facts. And then another person said, I needed to see this. Thank you. I said, you're welcome. Another person has commented, I think you can't change anyone unless they want to make the changes for themselves. You could pray that he will find his way and go on the right path, but that's all you could do if he really loves you and values you. And the love that the two share, that he will make the necessary changes that need to be made in order to make you happy and also find himself doing something that is positive and beneficial for his growth in life. So yeah, those are just my comments for the night. I really didn't get that much comments on that. I was really hoping that like people would like jump on it and talk about it, because I feel like with women, they kind of keep silent about wanting to change a man, and then like once they let the man go, then they want to be all over social media and be like, oh my god, I tried to change him, oh my god, I couldn't change him, oh my god, he was just so horrible to me. But it's just like girls are so silent with this type of stuff. They feel like they can't have a voice with this stuff, and I feel like if you want to have a voice, you can have a voice about this, because this happened to me when I was a little younger. And I had this happen to me like with my first love. Like I fell in love with the person when I was like 17 years old, and I thought he would change. I thought he wouldn't try to like, you know, be my first or whatever. If y'all want to keep it real, be my first. But in reality, he wasn't for me at all. And years later, we did rekindle. I thought he did change, but in reality, he still wanted to, you know, what. Okay, that's what he wanted to do, y'all. And it's just sad that some men, they just don't grow up, and some of them don't change. And when a woman tries to change a man, it's like they always think, oh my god, why are you trying to change me? Like, you're never gonna change me. Or they will try to change and don't feel like themselves. It's just like, I really want to hear a man's perspective on this. Like, what do like men think about women trying to change men? Or do they just want to change on their own without any guidance, without any like women nagging them to change? Like, I've always wanted to know that type of stuff. Like, I should have like asked my father about that or something, because it's like I don't know. I don't have like any perspective on like a man's side. Like, I could ask my husband, but I feel like it should be like an outsider thing. You know what I mean? Like somebody who I don't know, somebody who I never met before. Like, what is your perspective on a woman changing a man or trying to change a man? I feel like if the man is like super good to you and you're trying to change him, then that shouldn't be right. Like, if he's not like treating you right or anything like that, then y'all should like work on some things. But if you're trying to change a man in general into something that you like and it's just not working out, then maybe that person is just not for you. Who knows? Maybe you're just trying to overchange them, because there is something possible about overchanging somebody. Like, you could literally overchange somebody to the point where like you don't even recognize the person anymore, or you would like the person so much and then they don't like who they are anymore. Like, for instance, so I don't know if you guys heard of Domo and Chrissy. When Domo and Chrissy broke up, Domo said that Chrissy was trying to change her in ways, like trying to dress her a certain way. Like, she would dress how she didn't want to dress. Like, she was very like girly or like feminine, but then one side she would be like a stud, but in reality Chrissy likes studs. So then she changed herself and said, oh my god, I'm gonna be a stud now, and I'm gonna dress super uncomfortable. Like, she dresses like a stud still, but she did it so often to the point where like she couldn't dress girly anymore, or she felt like Chrissy would be upset about her dressing girly, looking girly. Like, she had dreads in her hair. She said she didn't get dreads or anything like that. Just like little stuff like that. Just like changing the appearance of a person is kind of like, you can't do that. Like, I feel like you have to basically just be yourself. Just be your damn self, okay? If you want to dress a certain way and your woman's trying to make you dress another way, guess what? Who's dressing you? They're not dressing you. You got to dress them. Do they put the clothes on their back? I don't know. In your perspective, maybe some people put each other's clothes on their back, maybe they don't. But I'm just saying is that if you want to dress however you want to dress, if you want to be who you want to be and you're comfortable with it, then go ahead. But if it's feeding off of a negative way, then I feel like as like a man, then you should just like change the way you like see things and realize that you need to change. But if it's just, if you're a good man and you are treating your woman right, or treating, you know, like people just in general right, treating your family right, treating your friends right, then you don't gotta change. Like, maybe sometimes with the whole changing thing, maybe the other person has to change. Maybe it's not the man, maybe the woman needs to change. Maybe the woman needs to straighten out her attitude. Maybe the woman needs to like change little things about herself, but not her appearance. But I'm talking about like on the inside, because us girls, sometimes we do have feisty attitudes and it's like get out my face type stuff. But yeah, that's just my segment for tonight, is that if you want to change a man, go ahead and change a man. It's like a pro and a con. Like, sometimes it's good to change a man and sometimes it's bad to change a man, because it's to the point where sometimes they feel super uncomfortable and not themselves anymore. So yeah, it just depends on the individual in general. If you guys want to comment on this, if you guys want to call in on this, let me know what you think. I want to know a man's perspective. I want to hear another woman's perspective. I want to hear everybody's perspective on this. So let's get those call-ins. And then if I get any call-ins, then I'll post it onto the segment. And in the meantime, guys, you can follow me on my Instagram, which would be Sharday17. SHARDEY17. And I'm out and I'm going to head to bed because tomorrow is a potluck for work and I'm trying to eat. And tomorrow's the last day and I'm off, which is amazing. So I'm going to enjoy it and I will be on vacation. So I don't know if I'll be like on here that much because I will not be paying attention to my phone much. So I hope you guys enjoy listening to all my segments in the meantime. You guys have a wonderful evening. Bye.